Hi, this is Tony at Cover Magazine. I'm speaking to Johnny Bell, Director of Financial Crime Compliance and Payments at LexisNexis Risk Solutions. Johnny, thank you very much for talking to me today.
Pleasure to be here, Tony. Good to meet you.
Brilliant. Thank you very much. We're talking about a subject that is a pain and a problem for just about anybody that you talk to in the industry. Whenever we have events, when we have conversations, roundtable discussions, this always forms part of the problem, or people are trying to find solutions for that as well. So I was very interested to see the report that you guys have done, the research on financial crime that you commissioned. And there's some very interesting points that come out of there. I think the one thing that stood out for me was sort of reading through your highlight points. It's almost that whole thing of balancing the customer experience with trust, reputation, and then compliance. So maybe we can start off with just giving us a bit of background to the research and also why you actually commissioned that research.
Yeah, sure. Thanks, Tony. So we commission or typically commission these types of reports each year. And really, it just gives us unparalleled insight into the world or industry of financial crime compliance. It gives us insight into what we would typically call mega trends across the industry and things our customers are having to think about on a day-to-day basis. And then in terms of the key points that are pulled out, a lot of it is focused around the cost of compliance or the cost of conducting financial crime compliance. So as an organization, we want to understand where the industry is trending when it comes to efficiency of their financial crime compliance function, but also how much they're spending on financial crime compliance.
And thanks for that. Just in terms of the, some of the points that came out there, I think one of the things that's quite a big challenge is the complexity of compliance and the fact that it's almost as though it becomes more and more layered. What drives this complexity?
Yeah, so it's a great question. There's, I guess, several reasons that drive this complexity of compliance and therefore the cost associated with financial crime compliance. I'd probably say the number one thing that we're seeing in the industry is the external market, right? So what's going on in the global geopolitical landscape, whether that's the Ukraine-Russia conflict, whether that's US-China tensions, ongoing situation in Myanmar, what's happening with Israel and Palestine at the moment, all of that is increasing sanctions volumes. And then that in turn is increasing the cost and complexity associated with making sure that we're adhering to the regulations that are associated with those sanctions volumes increases. In parallel to that, we have the emergence of new regulations around the world. So if you have an institution that is operating in various jurisdictions, so think of your big banks or your big financial institutions, you'll typically find they're sending money all around the world. Their customers are based all around the world. And with multi-jurisdictional operations like that, you've got to be adhering to the various regulations of those jurisdictions you're operating in. So the more we're seeing a movement in the industry to a larger scale operations around various jurisdictions, the complexity comes with it.
Mm. Now, I think the something that stood out now from your report is that you do look at, what are the challenges that companies are facing in dealing with this, and also, why they have those challenges. Maybe you can just sort of elaborate for us a little bit as to, where are the pain points in this whole process?
Yeah, so I think in terms of the industry where we're at the moment, I'd probably say we're at a bit of an inflection point in that end customers of financial institutions are having to balance this complex environment with ensuring good customer experience or a good customer experience for their end customers. So I think that's a huge pain point for the various institutions around the world, is they've got this increasingly complex financial crime compliance and regulatory landscape, but they also have a lot of customers that are expecting a lot and a smooth customer experience from banking with them or transacting with them. So all of these institutions are faced with a really difficult challenge of trying to balance the regulatory obligations that they have, regardless of what jurisdictions are in, but also ensuring a smooth customer experience in a increasingly competitive environment.
Yeah, and I mean that, as you say, that competitive environment, I think that's probably where the opportunity comes in, because the last thing that I suppose both the clients and the company wants is to push this burden onto the client. And obviously then that would be where sort of the competitive advantage could come in for companies, if they can sort of solve that challenge as much as possible. Where did you see some of the opportunities that comes out of this for companies?
Yeah, so you've made a great point there. So traditionally, a lot of people have seen the financial crime compliance operations as being purely just to ensuring adherence to regulations. We're now seeing a move in the industry where, yes, these institutions have got to ensure adherence to regulations, but they've also got to ensure that the customer is experiencing their services in a way that's taking away from their competition around the world.
And just in closing, Johnny, you know, we're almost at a place where you want to sort of look for a reset button in terms of this, the whole complexity of all of the financial services compliance issues, the different facets of it. Obviously, we can't do that, and it's probably going to continue. Where do you see this growing globally? Where do you see this going? Do you think it's going to be keep on being an increasingly complex issue?
Yeah, unfortunately, I think that's the way it's trending. As I said earlier, we're moving to a more global environment when it comes to business operations. And with that global environment brings with it regulatory complexity. What we are seeing, though, is there's certain regions and certain countries around the world that we would typically see as being more regulatory mature. So a lot of the countries operating within the European Union, the United States, and they are what we would typically deem as being more regulatory complex environments. What I think we'll see is more of an uptick in jurisdictions and countries that are lower complexity at the moment and have a lower level of regulation surrounding money laundering, anti-bribery and corruption. We'll probably see a bit more parity in regulations between those different jurisdictions in future years.
Because, you know, in South Africa, our challenge, or the challenge of our industry, the financial services industry, is that the industry is really good at financial crime compliance, really good at general compliance in all aspects of the financial industry. And then we've got the necessary regulation and laws and everything. However, the country has been blacklisted, and that's mainly because of, I would say, rather corruption than the financial services industry. Yet the financial services industry carries that burden. Is it possible to decouple those two? Because you mentioned the regional and the how the country is viewed, you know.
Yeah, so you've made really, really good points there. So the assessment of South Africa and many countries around the world is by the Financial Action Task Force, and they, when they're making assessments, will typically look at the overall landscape within that country. So albeit the financial institutions are doing a great job within South Africa following their grey listing, there's still things that need to be worked on from a more holistic perspective of South Africa. So I would imagine with a body like FATF, they probably wouldn't want to decouple them, given their assessment of different jurisdictions and different countries. That the likelihood is when they make an assessment, it's on so the country level as a whole.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's up to the financial industry to push government to get better at that, the task force and so on. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's you know, where we've seen success in other jurisdictions being removed from the grey list, it's we all see it about transparency and collaboration between the various different parts of that country, be they the financial services industry working with the central bank and government and various regulators and governing bodies around South Africa and other countries where they've made progress.
Absolutely. Johnny, thank you so much. It was really interesting talking to you, and thanks for your time. I look forward to talking to you on these subjects again sometime.
Thank you, Tony. I appreciate your time and looking forward to it too.